Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, I said we talk some baseball here on Bet Sweats. Let's do it. That's why you tune in to Bet Sweats here on the BetMGM Network, PJ Glasser and Jake Hassan, because we're talking everything on the show today. And Jake, as you said, we got some news that Bryce Harper announced he is going to compete in the World Baseball Classic. Team USA is putting together quite the squad. When you got Skeens and Scoobal as your 1-2 punch, and then you got all these boppers in the middle of your order that are competing, it's going to be a lot of fun. Bryce's team, the Philadelphia Phillies, they are 10-1 right now on BetMGM to win the World Series. They have the third shortest odds right now at BetMGM. They still do have some big decisions to make in free agency. Certainly, Ranger Suarez, we don't think he's going to return to Philadelphia, but a chance that could happen. But Philly is your favorite to win the NL East at plus 165. Somehow the Mets are still up there at plus 200 along with the Braves at plus 200. Let's just talk about that division as a whole because it's really interesting. Phillies, Mets, Braves, are they going to bounce back? I think you and I both are very intrigued by the Marlins for the upcoming season. I think they could be super, super sneaky. And then you just got the Nationals who are basically like the opposite of Leonardo DiCaprio. They want everybody who is age 30 or below, right? What do you think of that? It's pretty good, isn't it? They're anti-Leo, the Nationals.
I'm really mad I didn't think of that, actually.
Isn't that pretty good?
That's great. I mean, that's really, really good, PJ.
Jake, their GM is 31 years old. Their manager is 35. But I kind of love what they're doing. Like, if you know you're going to go through a rebuild, if there's really nobody there to build around outside of James Wood, I mean, why not? Like, take a swing at all these people when you can get them, when they're looking to be, you know, a professional GM, a professional manager at the MLB level. And if they turn out to be studs, then unbelievable. You found the next gem. But yeah, we know the Nationals aren't competing. I think the Marlins are super interesting. The Braves, I mean, have all the talent in the world, but we say that every year, and I don't know. And then it really feels like it's still the Phillies division to lose, doesn't it?
The Phillies scare me just because Zach Wheeler, coming off this shoulder blood clot thing, it's going to be one of two. It's going to be one of two outcomes. Either it's going to be Jaime Garcia from 10 years ago where he basically disappeared into the ether and we never heard from him again, or it's Merrill Kelly and he comes back strong and is fine and goes on to recover pretty well from this. It's one of two with these type of shoulder injuries, like this thoracic outlet stuff. Like, it's the only, like, we don't have any gray area, at least there hasn't been yet to this point. So for that, I mean, we know what Aaron Nola is at this point. Ranger Suarez, I keep seeing stuff linking him to the Astros. I really like Christopher Sanchez. Had Cy Young tickets on him last year. Didn't get home, but it was a fun ride for a couple of months. And so I like that. But my issue with the Phillies is Bryce is another year older. Do you really think Schwarber is going to hit almost 60 home runs again? Trey Turner continues to decline. Like, it feels like the Phillies are running it back, but mostly because they really don't have a choice. Because if you don't, then it's just waving the white flag and saying, well, window's closed, got to move on, which they probably should do. You could trade Bryce, and I'm sure somebody would take him somewhere. You could have let Schwarber walk. You could try and see what you can get for some of these other young guys on your staff, but I just don't see it with the Phillies. I don't know that they should be the favorites. I'm really interested in the Braves, and the biggest thing for me with the Braves is you get a full year of Ronald Acuña Jr., but that pitching staff could be awesome. PJ, like Spencer Schwalbach, if he takes another step forward, Spencer Strider, if he bounces back, Hurston Waldrep, I think is awesome. He had a really strong rookie year, and I think he could take a huge leap forward. And then Chris Sale's still pitching at a pretty high level. That's four legitimate starters right there for you with the Braves. And then you fill it out like Matt Olson isn't going to have another year where he's basically non-existent. Ronald Acuña Jr., like I said, full year. I think Ozzie Albies bounces back too. I think the Braves are pretty interesting for the NL East, and the Marlins, yeah, they'll be frisky, but I still think they're probably a year away. They still need a star.
What I like about the Braves, too, is the fact that Snitaker's finally gone. Like, it felt like his time is just, like, enough, right? So he retired. Walt Weiss takes over, and we don't know what to expect, but I'm kind of just happy that they got a new person in there. I kind of feel like the Phillies needed that. You know, they're running it back with Rob Thompson, and he has done a good job. Maybe you do give him one more year. But it felt like some of the decisions he was making throughout the season, certainly in the postseason, a lot of Phillies fans weren't pleased with. So I think he's on the hot seat heading into this year. I think you're right about the Braves. I mean, again, they just have signed these guys to long contracts to where, like, this is their core forever, right? You mentioned a full year of Acuña. Olsen's still a stud. It's really going to come down to, like, Albies, Profar, right? Like, they need Profar to turn in the guy we saw in San Diego. Albies needs to be good. Riley needs to stay healthy. You brought up the upside of the pitching staff, though. So the Braves kind of are that team this year where if it does go right for them, they could be super scary. I could definitely see the case for them. You're probably right on the Marlins. I really like them, Jake. I don't know why, man. I mean, Stowers is finally coming into his own. And, like, if you don't follow baseball, you don't know a lot of these guys. But Edward Cabrera, re-sign him, I think, or they don't trade him, is interesting. They were just super competitive. And what I liked about the Marlins, they didn't fear anybody last year. You know, they went in and played against some of the top teams in baseball and had some success. They went on some long win streaks. So if they can just stay consistent, I think they could be a super interesting team. And then the Mets, I mean, they got rid of Jeff McNeil again yesterday, Jake. Like, what the hell are they doing?
I want nothing to do with the Mets. Soto and Lindor could have an awesome year, but you let Pete Alonso walk because you weren't willing to go an extra, what was it, $5 million or something to match the Orioles or go above their offer to Pete Alonso, so you let him walk. Same thing with Edwin Diaz. You weren't willing to go another, I think it was $4 million that the Dodgers gave him, so he walks as well. And now, like Jeff McNeil, there were rumors that he wasn't getting along with Lindor and other people in the clubhouse, and he's bad now anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But the Mets haven't done anything to replace any of these guys. They're sitting on their hands, and they've been trying to piecemeal together a rotation the last couple of years. Okay, here's Sean Manaea. Okay, here's Frankie Montas. Okay, we'll see if this works. Kodai Senga, can you stay healthy for 3 seconds? The answer is no, by the way. Like, I want nothing to do with the Mets. They're going to try and survive on Lindor and Soto. Good luck. Have fun. I'm way good. I think they have some really nice young starting pitchers. Like, I like Sproat. I like McLean. He's on that USA team that we were talking about to start the segment. But the rest of this lineup, when I look at it, like, you're not really working with much else here. Okay. Like, this is fine, I guess, if you really want to start running it. Like, the Marcus Semien trade, whatever. You sign Jorge Polanco, who's had two good years over his career. Francisco Alvarez is basically nothing. I don't know. Have fun with David Peterson and Clay Holmes again. Like, sure.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good on the Mets. What about the Dodgers? They're the heavy favorites to three-peat at plus 300. They add Edwin Diaz. I mean, how do you feel about them going into next year? You think there's a very real case that they win it again?
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably play some exactas with them. Like, how do you not? Like, they had one weakness. It was the bullpen. They go get Edwin Diaz. This team is still unbelievable. I will say, though, PJ, one thing, because we see this in sports in a lot of, like, whether it be the NBA, NHL, baseball, eventually, as these teams continue to make really deep runs, the fatigue does start to set in. Like, the Dodgers have been playing baseball longer than everybody for the last 3 years, now maybe probably about to be 4 years. Eventually, the cracks are going to start to show. Maybe it doesn't. Who knows? The Dodgers have played this pretty well where they give guys a lot of rest days. They give guys a lot of space to kind of do their thing. And then once you hit the postseason, okay, it's go time. But, you know, we're about to be on like a fourth or fifth year here of the Dodgers playing pretty deep in October. And it starts to catch up to you at a certain point, especially as these guys continue to get older. But I do think they are the most likely to win, all that to say.
The American League is super interesting, Jake, because... Mm-hmm.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I mean, they're pricing the Yankees like they're the clear team to beat in the American League at plus 325. I just don't agree with that at all. they do. There's a lot of like Braves with the Yankees. You know, they're almost like the AL version of the Braves, where especially with the pitching staff, right? Schlittler looks like he's going to be a stud. We know Max Fried is awesome. But Gerrit Cole is coming back from injury. Rodon, like, you don't know what that's going to look like. They did lose some pieces in their bullpen. They lost Weaver. And they lost Williams, and they really haven't done much, Jake, to add to that lineup. You know, it's still just kind of like Aaron Judge and everybody else and hope that it just works. So I don't love the lineup for the Yankees. I still don't love Boone as a manager. And like, yeah, the starting pitching is really good, but I still have my questions about the bullpen. I don't really have any interest in the Yankees. The Blue Jays, it feels like they take a step back. I think the Mariners are interesting again. I think the Red Sox are interesting, especially if they can re-sign Bregman. And like, maybe I'm being biased, Jake, but I'm kind of getting excited about my O's. Kind of getting excited. They're going to need a lot of guys in that lineup. Like, Adley has to have a good year. They're going to need Adley to produce. Westberg has to stay healthy. Jackson Holliday has to take the next step. Gunner has to be an MVP candidate. Masayo has to be the stud that I think much of us think he can be. But man, Alonso, like, they needed that middle linchpin in their order, and they got that. They do need to go sign another like big free agent pitcher or trade for one. Like, Baz was a good move, but I felt the same way about the Taylor Ward signing that I feel about Baz. Like, Taylor Ward was a good signing. I like it a lot better now that they got Alonso. I think Baz is a good signing. I'd feel a lot better about it if they went and got Framber or Ranger Suarez. You know what I mean? So, like, Baz was a nice move, but it should be a complimentary move to hopefully something else big that you do. I don't know, Jake. Maybe I'm a homer. I just like the price, and I like the upside of the Orioles at 10-1.
So, a couple things for me based on what you said, and I'll start with the Orioles, PJ. I love the lineup. I think the lineup's going to be unbelievable. I agree you need a pitcher. You got a logjam here. And it's starting to feel like maybe the organization's souring on Adley Rutschman a little bit. I'm just saying there's a pitcher in the nation's capital who's controllable, who's a young lefty, who strikes out a ton of guys. If the Nats are going to be shopping Mackenzie Gore, Adley still has a ton of years of control here that more fits the Nationals window. Would you be shocked if you saw something like a Gore for Adley straight up swap? I wouldn't be. I think that makes a ton of sense. You finally get another young player to pair with James Wood in the lineup. Accelerate. I'm sure the Nats would want some prospect capital too. It probably wouldn't be a one for one. But Mackenzie Gore's the hot name in the streets, and you have a logjam here. I think Bisaccia was going to be awesome. I'm going to have a ticket on him for Rookie of the Year more likely than not. I think he can be great. So if the Nats plan on playing him at catcher, which now that they signed Alonso, that's probably going to be the case, I think that could work, and I kind of agree. I think they need to make a move for a pitcher. I like what the Blue Jays are doing. I like that the Blue Jays aren't just sitting on their hands. I think they need to re-sign Bichette, but going and getting Dylan Cease, I was like, whoa, okay, like let's rock, let's go, okay. I like that a lot. I will say, PJ, and I'm going to do this again. I'm going to touch that stove again.
Houston?
No.
We're going back?
No.
Oh, okay.
Texas.
Okay.
I think the Rangers could bounce. I love Skip Schumacher. I love him. I was hoping he would take the Braves job, but I love him in that Rangers clubhouse too. I think, Semien, it was time to go, and it makes sense just for where the Rangers are at because their top prospect, and he's like a top 20 prospect in baseball as it is, he's at AAA, he's a shortstop, he's ready to go. All right. You slap him at second base, fill the spot left by Semien. We know what that pitching staff is with DeGrom and Eovaldi at the top. I liked the step forward that Jack Leiter took last year as well. So I keep coming back to Schumacher. Like, this is such a perfect spot for him. A team that horribly was under expectations last year. And if we all remember what he did with the Marlins, he turned them around very quickly just a couple of years ago, made them a playoff team, won manager of the year. So I think that's a perfect spot for him. You know the Rangers are never going to be shy about bringing in new talent. I kind of think Texas, they could be in for a bounce back. And I think Wyatt Langford's going to be a stud this year.
I don't hate that. I mean, they have so much Cisco Giants to them where, again, yeah. Like, and Bochy was there, so this is what they would do, where suck for a year, great for a year, suck for a year. Now I know they have missed the playoffs two straight years. You're right. I mean, the price of 22-1, that lineup could still mash if those guys stay healthy. I think it was time for them to move off of Adolis Garcia. And again, like, yeah, they got Evan Carter, they got Langford, right? Like, they got guys step in and play the outfield. It's time for this new wave. You still got Seager in there. He's still one of the best if he can stay healthy. And that pitching, right? I mean, God, those guys were so good at the beginning of the year. I don't hate that. I wasn't even considering Texas, but since you brought him up and I looked at 22-1 to win the American League, I'm like, don't hate that at all on the Rangers. I kind of like it, Jake. Kind of like it. All right, we come back. We wrap the show with lightning bets here on BetSWIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.